This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is the Ken Carmen Show.
And we are coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios, national mortgage lender. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. It's the Ken Carmen Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. At CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, it's brought to you by Geico. There's great news. You could save money by switching to Geico. If you need homeowners, renters, motorcycle insurance as well, you can get it all at geico.com. 40 minutes from now, Chip Patterson joins us. Joining us right now, though, one of the finest trash talkers you're ever going to find. Former NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion. He won 4 straight bowl games as a member of the Syracuse Orange, formerly Orange Men. He is a maven of Ravens TV and radio. He is Qadri Ishmael. Follow him on Twitter, at Qadri Ishmael. Qadri, thanks for joining us this morning. Or I should say this afternoon now.
I mean, the introduction, like, wow, that's an amazing introduction. But then at the same time, like, where did the trash talking come from? I am the most humblest of people. I don't even know what trash talking is. When trash talking happens, it's me taking my trash down to the curb so the receptacle can be emptied by the garbage men that are coming by to pick up the ripe bananas that I ate.
Qadri, I'm in Cleveland. I've had you on before Ravens-Browns games in the past. I didn't even set this up. Tom did. And I know you as a trash talker. Now, sometimes you've just been telling the truth, and I just didn't want to accept it. So maybe it's just the truth spoken in a realistic way, and I didn't want to accept it at the time. I will admit that.
Ah, so now the raveling of the tale unfolds.
Yes.
Because it was about Cleveland and how sorry they were. And somehow, some way, everybody was like, oh, my God, you guys, you took our team. And then trash talking, I just continue. I'm going to just talk right through you because I can do that. Bam. And just say this.
Now,
that,
you know.
Oh, you took our team. And then I'm going to be like, no, you didn't. We didn't take your team. See, here's what happened. We left, or I should say the organization left the colors and the records there. Now everybody's all like, hey, look at us. We had LeBron James give us a championship. Oh, the Cleveland Indians, they look good. And now we got Baker Mayfield. Ooh, look at us. We're really super cool now. See, that's what I'm saying. That right there is not trash talking. That's just stating a fact in a more like matter-of-fact kind of a way.
I don't blame you guys for taking the team. You didn't take the team. Art Modell just took him somewhere else. I blame Art Modell. I don't blame Baltimore.
I'm not saying that I blame anybody, but I'm sure not blaming Mr. Modell, God rest his soul, who should be in the Hall of Fame, because all I'm simply saying is that he made a good business decision that helped out a franchise that really, I guess, if y'all really wanted it to, all the different owners that came through. Who's the most recent, like, Cleveland Browns owner now? I lost track. I mean,
Jimmy Haslam. They've only had 2 owners. You're thinking of head coaches.
Lerner and Haslam, right?
Okay. Yes.
Learning has them sitting in a tree. KISSING. Listen.
What?
They basically been hiring and firing people left and right, but they still got the same colors. They still got the same records.
Uh-huh.
I think what Mr. Modell did, God rest his soul, he should be in the Hall of Fame, was amazing as far as even bringing Monday Night Football and television revenue sharing. So the
somebody else wouldn't have done that.
Can be chilling and doing their thing.
Like somebody else wouldn't have come up with the decision, and it was the only good business decision he ever made was with the TV revenue. And anybody who knew about the Gateway Project
like
would know.
Else. Yeah, he was the originator, and you won't give him any love.
I'm not going to give him any love because somebody else would have came up with the idea too, and I don't care if he did come up with the idea of revenue sharing, if he did come up with the idea of TV dollars. See, you're going to work me into a shoot, and I didn't even want you to work me into a shoot, Kadri. Do you see how this works? I'm not going to I'm not going to do it. I'm not lowering myself to it, sir.
Go ahead.
Ain't going to happen.
Go ahead.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm sure you do. I'm sure it is. Let me answer a question for me, all right?
Okay, my Super Bowl ring, the specs on it, it's over 200 diamonds. There's a thing called a penny weight, a male. Average male ring is 11 penny weights. I think
one going to ask that.
2000
gonna ask that.
Team is 27 penny weights. I don't even know what the most recent Super Bowl team was at 2012. I don't even 47 Super Bowl 47. That ring trumped my ring, and it was. It might have been eclipsed by one of the baseball teams. But
Kadri, damn it, that ain't the question
ring.
I'm asking. That isn't the question I'm going to ask.
I thought you were talking about what happened.
Hell
when
no,
you
I
win.
Ain't going to ask. No, I'm not asking.
Because Cleveland hasn't won yet.
We're going to. Well, sure. We will. So you know how that works. Because you ain't saying nothing about the future. You haven't said anything about Baker Mayfield just yet. So let me ask.
I didn't know what number quarterback is he? Number 24.
Doesn't matter. As long as you get it right. Hey, we can go back before you're going to give me an argument over Stoney Case. Am I going to hear about Stoney Case or Kyle Buller?
Love me some Stoney Case.
I'm sure you do.
Just a stepping stone to the next guy, Joe Flacco.
So at every secondary in the AFC North. They love Stoney Case and Kyle Buller. All right, Kadri. Okay. Is John Harbaugh the head coach of the Ravens in 2019 and 2020?
So here's the thing. Everyone wants to jump on the John Harbaugh is not going to be in Baltimore thing, but then there's a thing called what have you done for me lately? Oh, yeah, he's been winning. Mm-hmm. And to the point where now if you look at his track record with the injuries he's had over the last few years, he's done a remarkable job of keeping the team competitive. And I think that's where he separates himself as just an average head coach, because I think there are teams that kind of quit on their coaches and their coaching staff. But I think for John Harbaugh, he's done an amazing job of keeping his team competitive and in the mix. And this year he's done as fine of a job, if not his finest job. And from what all reports are saying, he's supposed to get a contract extension. So Steve Bisciotti, I'm sure he is feeling really good about the fact that he has a good, strong coach and coaching staff to further the success of the Baltimore Ravens.
Well, if we're going to do this, though, I need to – because I agree with that. I think John Harbaugh is a fine coach. But if they start out, say, 5-4 or 4-5 next year, are we going to be doing this again? Because I think that needs to be discussed between the two parties if they're going to do this.
So – every year is an unpredictable year. Every week is an unpredictable week.
Mm-hmm.
That's why in the NFL, you're a fool if you really bet on NFL games, because it's so difficult. I think that if you look at his track record, you can say at worst they're going to be a 500 team. And depending upon how well Lamar Jackson, progresses, I'm looking at them being – I'd say 11-5, 10-6. I mean, every year they're kind of hovering around that mark, that 11-5, 10-6. And, hey, that's what they are.
Okay, well, if they're at that level, then – because, I think he's good, but I just – if I'm him – I don't want you.
Who else is out there? Who else is out there? That,
I agree. I agree. I think so quickly we want to fire fans. I think we want to fire people, but to hear, like Steve Bisciotti even kind of confirmed it in the one discussion, I'm thinking, man, he's a good coach. Who else is really going to be out there that's going to be that much better for you? I thought that would be a strong. Yeah.
I think even Ron Rivera, who Riverboat Ron down in Carolina, he kind of started off hot and then they fizzled out. They put Cam Newton on a shelf, and now reports are saying that he's going to be back.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not that it's a bad thing when I say he's going to be back. It's who else is out there that
exactly
can do as good of a job.
Qadri Ismail joining us on the show, former NFL wideout, Super Bowl champ, Ravens TV and radio analyst. He's all over the place. Tell me about Lamar Jackson. I keep waiting for the other shoe to drop, and it hasn't. What's been the secret to his success with this football team?
I think he's done a remarkable job of staying within his strengths and limiting his weaknesses. His strength, obviously, is running the football. I think the fact that you have a guy, Amari Morningwig, who has had really good success with Michael Vick and calling plays for him. I think their running attack and their offensive line has done quite an amazing job of really opening up holes for not only Lamar but also Gus Edwards, who has come along and been as good and key for this offense. Then you talk about Kenneth Dixon. So you got a three-headed monster as far as rushing the football. And that chews up the clock. I mean, I can count three drives in particular where they've had an 11 play, two 11 plays and one 9 play where they didn't throw the ball at all and they all ended up in scores, and it just chewed up a tremendous amount of clock, which then you look at defensively, it helps them as far as just being rested and ready to go. And with Wink Martindale as their signal caller, he has put them in some really good, you know, strong defensive looks, and, you know, defense with fresh legs, they've executed, you know, remarkably. So, you know, the trickle-down effect of what Lamar has been to this team is the reason why, you know, come Sunday, 4:25, they're going to have a chance to, you know, start off and end with an AFC North championship.
Qadri Ismail with us on the show. What do you think of Baker Mayfield then?
I think he is as charismatic as it gets for, you know, what Cleveland needs. I think, you know, he's a guy that is not afraid to throw the deep ball and take a tremendous chance with his arm. But yet at the same time, he's smart enough to get a check down and allow that to happen. So, you know, he's not feast or famine as far as a mistake. He's cutthroat enough to know when, you know, he can take those chances. And I think, again, like Lamar, you know, guys are excited to play with him at quarterback. And that's what makes this matchup such a unique one for the National Football League. Two rookie quarterbacks that have galvanized both of their teams.
Yeah.
And while the road to the playoffs is this team, that team, and the other team with Cincinnati or with Cleveland, the fact that Cleveland is even in the conversation speaks to what Baker means to the Cleveland Browns.
Qadri, then tell me about what did you think of the look back? Did you see the look back against Cincinnati that he had with UJ? You're laughing about it. Well, tell me what you thought of it then.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, so part of it is the cliche of, you know, you want your athletes to open up more. The media wants them to open up more. But then when they do, you criticize them. So I think it's that kind of a mindset. Here's a guy, he's young, you know, I think, you know, has some maturing to do with the whole stare down. Only because I say this as a player, you know, in this league, karma is a mother. And karma will come back to get you at any point in time. And you know, you just don't want to mess with it, you know, and yeah, there are ways to show that, you know, I'm thumbing my nose at Q for whatever he did to him behind closed doors, fine. But, you know, doing it the way he did it, you know, I'm laughing because I could just see his youth, and you just don't want karma to come back to bite you.
Qadri Ismail joining us on the show. Do you think he understands that? Like, there's going to be a point where, like, remember, they had that instance where it happened against Cincinnati. They were chirping. Then they went out, they lost to Houston. They said nothing. And everybody, well, you're not saying anything about losing to Houston now, are you? Like, that is part of what you do, is that when you win in the NFL, you can talk. I mean, do you remember, was it Terrell Suggs who walked out there with the T-shirt about Pittsburgh before the playoff game? Which side was that on?
Oh, yeah. No. Absolutely. I mean, I've seen it.
Yeah.
And I hear you, and that's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, if you're going to talk, you better back it up. But then at the same time, you better also make sure your boys can back it up too. Because last I checked, it's not a one-man show. You know, it's a team game. It's the ultimate team game. So again, don't talk smack if you don't feel that your boys can help you back it up. And that's something that, you know, you got to be aware of.
It's a different level of respect with Baltimore because they haven't said anything about Baltimore leading up to this game. Qadri Ismail joining us on the show. So what's the future of Joe Flacco then? If this could end up being Lamar Jackson's team, where does he end up?
I don't know. I think there are teams out there that are in need of quarterback and quarterback play and good quarterback play. Gosh, I mean, the rumor mill has started as far as him, you know, going to Jacksonville. Heck, there were even some people saying, you know, well, what if they get rid of Eli and, you know, LaLetta might not be ready. Let's, you know, potentially kick the tires on Joe. And I don't know. I think that this offseason is going to be an interesting one. You know, they're even saying down in Washington, let him go down the Beltway and play for the Redskins. I know this to be true. You know, Joe can still play, and Joe is as good of a quarterback. I just think that, you know, his time has run out in Baltimore, but I have nothing but, you know, love and respect for what he's done to and for the city of Baltimore.
I want to bring up Kyler Murray later on in the show, so I'm going to ask you, you're a father, correct?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, do you? I think you have a son who's pretty good at sports, right?
I have three kids. All three play collegiate sports. My daughter plays at Princeton, plays basketball. My one son plays at a division school, or Division II school, Mercyhurst. And my youngest, he's a quarterback at Villanova.
Okay, so if you were Kyler Murray's old man, what would you be telling him right now? Because he's 21, he can make his own decisions, but he needs the guidance. What would you say, Qadri?
As his consigliere, I'm saying play baseball.
How come?
It's a longer life as far as, you know, playing professionally and having fun. At the same time, from a baseball aspect of things, was it Brian Jordan, I believe, for the Atlanta Braves? Was that his name, I believe?
Yes, yes.
Both he and Dion, you know, he was as good to play two sports, and he just chose baseball, and I think he had a really good, productive baseball career. And last I checked, the NFL contracts are not guaranteed. Baseball is the strongest union in America, and they have some advantages that, you know, as a young person, you might not care about at the moment, but as your consigliere, I promise you, you're going to care about when you get older. And I would say go the baseball route for a variety of reasons and you know, watch football on Sundays with your buddies.
So even if he said, Dad, I really, really, really want to play football, and there's a lot of people out there, gosh, if he plays well tonight, Qadri, they're going to be going, you know, offenses are changing. I know he's 5'9", this, that, and the other. You'd still say, son, I know your heart might be with it, but you got to go play baseball.
Son, I have 100 million reasons why you should play baseball, and if you do it right, you can also use your money and be a smart and wise investor. And then if you want to, you can get ownership in a football team. And then you can have the 5'9 quarterbacks that you desire to have. And you could be sitting in the owner's suite eating on your chicken wings that are homemade.
You are one of the best. Qadri, thank you so much for the time. All the best, my friend. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Absolutely. Appreciate you having me on, as always.
Thank you. Qadri Ismail, former NFL wide receiver, Super Bowl champion, Ravens TV and radio analyst. Follow him on Twitter at Qadri Ismail. I want to push 3 up, 3 down to 1:20 p.m. Eastern. I want to get into that Kyler Murray thing when we come back. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
This is the Ken Carmen Show.
Chip Patterson in just about 10 minutes. We'll talk college football playoffs with him. We just had Qadri Ismail on. And even though we talked about the Ravens and John Harbaugh, I wanted to get his thoughts as a guy who played in the NFL about Kyler Murray and what type of decision Kyler Murray should make, because he's got a very big decision coming up after this year. This is what Qadri Ismail, former NFL football player, Super Bowl champion, had a nice career in the NFL. This is what Qadri Ismail had to say if he was Kyler Murray's father.
As his consigliere, I'm saying play baseball.
How come?
It's a longer life as far as, you know, playing professionally and having fun. At the same time, from a baseball aspect of things, was it Brian Jordan, I believe, for the Atlanta Braves? Was that his name, I believe?
Yes, yes.
Both he and Dion, you know, he was as good to play two sports, and he just chose baseball. And I think he had a really good, productive baseball career. And last I checked, the NFL contracts are not guaranteed. Baseball is the strongest union in America, and they have some advantages that, you know, as a young person, you might not care about at the moment, but as your consigliere, I promise you, you're going to care about when you get older. And I would say go the baseball route for a variety of reasons, and you know, watch football on Sundays with your buddies.
Sports is such a tough thing because it's a kid's game, and we play it because we start playing it because we love it. It's never always about the money. Not when you're a kid. It's not about the money. And here you have Kyler Murray, and he is having the time of his life. Wherever Oklahoma goes, it's a traveling road show. There's been 11,000 in attendance at some of these bowl games. It should, and I know that some of the stories came out where you could sit lower bowl for like $60. It should be more or less a packed house for this bowl game against Alabama. And it should be pretty big, and it's obviously going to be a nationally televised, world televised game, and we're all going to be watching, and we're going to be seeing Kyler Murray against Tua Tagovailoa, and we are going to fall in love with it because the storylines just drip, and it can be intoxicating. This type of moment sucks because I want to look at it and go, what would I say to Kyler Murray if I was his old man? I can't say much because I never played in the NFL and I never would have played in the NFL or any professional sport. Wasn't good enough. Here's Kadri Ismail, a guy who's seen the dollars and cents, seen the cold calculated business that the NFL still is from when he and understands that this has got to be a time where big boys have to step up and you need to make a big boy decision, and big time football might be there for you. And so many people want to tell you intoxicating things. College offenses are switching to the NFL. We're scheming it up differently. No longer are we trying to fit round pegs in square holes. We're trying to make things better for quarterbacks who are starting out. They're starting earlier, and now we're actually working with you. You don't have to fit into this pocket anymore. You saw Russell Wilson. You saw Baker Mayfield. It can happen for you. But then it might not. And you can always fall back on baseball, quote unquote. You can always do that. Unless you suffer a major injury. Unless you do suffer some consequences of playing big-time NFL football. Because you could get drafted. You absolutely could get drafted. Some of the stories about where you could get drafted, that all mixes in. But it's very interesting to hear a guy who played, who loved, who paid the price for the game, to look at him and go, you got to play baseball. Because while we look at this through love, and man, you could always go back and play baseball, and God, I wanted to say the same thing last Sunday night, it just seems to be, what are you going to be doing 20, 30, 40 years from now? How much more money could you make playing baseball? Your heart might tell you about how much you love football, and if you make a decision for your heart, far be it from me to stand in the way of something like that. But as a person who's around you, as a person who's your father, as a person who is older than you, who's even played in it, like Kadri Ismail, who's not Kyler Murray's father, but if he was, did play in the NFL and could look at it in a different light, you're making a very strong decision that could have a disastrous outcome. When you start to look at life, when you're in your early 20s, you're feeling the way Kyler Murray did. When you're in your 30s and 40s and you start to have a family and you start to have children and you have responsibilities and a mortgage, you sometimes kick yourself for some of the decisions you made in your early 20s. I do. And we play it more conservative than we've ever done it before because we have more people relying on us. You have to make a long-term decision. And while I want to see him play in the NFL because it changes the conversation about quarterbacks, it makes it more fun. You got to go play baseball, son. 855-212-4CBS. We'll bring this up again in the 1 p.m. hour. Also, 3 up, 3 down at 1:20 p.m. Eastern. Coming up next, Chip Patterson. He's live in Miami. We'll talk to him about this, among other things. It's Ken Carman on CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Ken Carman Show.
The toll-free line, 855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. You need homeowners or renters or motorcycle insurance as well. You can get it all in one fell swoop at geico.com. 1:20 p.m. Eastern, 3 up, 3 down. 1 p.m. Eastern, why Nick Saban, this could be his swan song, and maybe even should be his swan song, at least with Alabama, and whether or not Justin Herbert made the right decision. Let's get to Chip Patterson, though. He's live in Miami for one of tonight's big games when we decide who's going to be playing in the national championship game. Find him on Twitter, @Chip_Patterson, CBS Sports, college football, and basketball maven. Chip Patterson joins us on the show. Chip, thanks for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me. A maven introduction. I'll take it.
Well, thank you very much. I'm 2 for 2 today on the good introductions. What if I, well, it only serves my own purpose. What if I'm like, hey, you don't want to listen. This guy really sucks, and he was forced upon me. Like, you can't do anything like that. And by the way, Chip, you totally don't suck. Let's make that a button.
Isn't that always the goal professionally? Don't suck?
Yeah, I mean, we try, but again, I grew up a Browns fan, and here we are. So anyway, Chip, you're down in Miami. You're getting ready for all this. So many storylines. I think one of the misguided ones would be if Alabama were to win, they gave the Heisman Trophy to the wrong person. Your thoughts if that were to go down like that?
Yeah, I don't think that the game is going to play out in a way that is going to lead the casual viewer at home to think that Tua should have won the Heisman Trophy, and especially just like specifically from the game. And that's mm-hmm. because I think Tua's limited, and I think he's a little bit hobbled. And if he's telling us 80 to 85%, listen, I was a sophomore in college, and I kind of rounded up my GPA too when my parents asked me about it. So I would guess that he's a little bit closer to 60 to 65%. And I also have started to get this hunch, as we've gotten closer and closer to the game, I think Alabama might just sort of revert back to what we saw in 2015, 2016, even 2017, and a power rushing attack that has been absent for much of the year. Like, why not just run it right at Oklahoma? Alabama's played a Big 12-type offense against SEC opponents. When you're going up against a Big 12 opponent, why not play an SEC offense? And if that's the case, and if that's the reason that Alabama wins, no one's coming out of it thinking they gave the Heisman Trophy to the wrong person.
Chip Patterson joining us on the show. Well, then how quickly could you go to Jalen Hurts if you really wanted to then?
I think that Jalen Hurts is probably, I would say over under, you're going to, regardless of health or if he gets banged up, if Tua gets banged up, I think you see over under 5.5 Jalen Hurts planned snaps. I think you see Josh Jacobs, the running back, in the Wildcat formation, something that they've broken out a little bit as the season's gone on. And Damian Harris, like last year, I thought Damian Harris was one of the more overlooked and underrated running backs in the entire country. And he has been mostly absent this season, but it's not for a change in his ability. And Najee Harris is another tremendous back. Oklahoma does not have the defensive line that makes me believe that they are going to win those one-on-one battles in the trenches. And, you know, even as Nick Saban down here has said, yeah, you know, it's going to be a high-scoring game. Yeah, you know, we got to be ready to go touchdown for touchdown. And I just wonder if in the back of his mind he's got a game plan ready where you can limit the number of times that Kyler Murray gets the ball and you can impose your will physically so that when the game gets into the third and fourth quarter, even just running the ball, you're able to create some explosive plays.
Chip Patterson joining us on the show. Does the winner of this game end up winning the national championship?
Ooh, no, because I've got Clemson winning the national championship.
Wow. Well, tell me why now, Chip. Go ahead, buddy.
I think that the 15 bowl practices have given Trevor Lawrence a chance to reset, to refresh, and to get himself ready for a huge moment. He played in state championships virtually every year in the state of Georgia, and this is a bigger stage, but I only mention that just to say that he's used to stepping up in these opportunities, and I've covered Clemson very, very closely, and Trevor Lawrence kind of, they kept him in bubble wrap from a schematic standpoint. They leaned really heavily on their ground game. You know, Travis Etienne, they were one of the top rushing offenses in the country, yeah. And Travis Etienne was the ACC Offensive Player of the Year, but T. Higgins, Lynn J. Dixon, they've got some real, real big-time game-changing type players on the edges, and I just wonder if with the extra bowl practices, the whirlwind that Trevor Lawrence had this season, splitting snaps with Kelly Bryant. Kelly Bryant leaves. He starts. He gets knocked out with a concussion, comes back. And I think he could be the game changer. We saw Tua step in and lead Alabama to a national championship in the second half as a freshman last year. And so I'm kind of making that similar type prediction that a player who we have always believed since coming out of high school has a championship ceiling. I just wonder if we start to see that realized here in this moment.
Chip Patterson joining CBS Sports College Football and Basketball. Because now you got me thinking in a couple of different directions. Now I'm going to ask you some belief questions here. One is I wanted to take Notre Dame, and I thought that people keep beating on Notre Dame about the conference or the non-conference that they play, the lack of real strength of schedule. I don't think much of the SEC this year, but what you're telling me is all true. And then you have the Dexter Lawrence problems that happen with the test, and I think maybe we're making a bit too much of it. Like Clemson, you're telling me, is that much better of a football team, and maybe we're not giving them the just due just because of the ACC and everything else that's going on.
Right, but at the same time, remember, Dabo Swinney is the head coach who stood up and said, well, all we need to do is score one more point. So, like, when you're looking at the point spread here, I would take Notre Dame because Clemson is very comfortable playing a game close and playing a game a little bit more conservative. I mean, think back to the Boston College game, and Boston College lost its starting quarterback in that game to injury, and once they did, offensively, it was really, really tough, but I mean, that was 27-7. It was not the 77-point or 59-point type performance we saw. And Notre Dame is so solid defensively. They do not make mistakes. You might be able to get 4 yards time and time again against Notre Dame, but they're not going to give up a whole lot of 20, 25-yard plays. And I think that has been the one thing I've noticed from the Clemson coaching staff is that they are going into this game in a don't make mistakes mentality. So if you're looking at that double-digit spread, I do think that it's a little disrespectful to Notre Dame. But Clemson, again, they have been there. They have won and lost a college football playoff semifinal. They have both won and lost a college football playoff national championship game. The players told me when I was on campus 2 weeks ago that they didn't have a good mindset and that they had too much fun in New Orleans. I said, mm-hmm. I too have had too much fun in New Orleans before, so that's totally human and that's totally okay. But I just think that with all that experience, with more than 50 players on the Clemson roster that are juniors and seniors and have been a part of this success, I think that ends up being the difference.
Chip Patterson joining us on the show. Follow him on Twitter at Chip_Patterson, writer for CBS Sports, college football and basketball, also golf. He does work on golf as well. We're Dabo Swinney. Now, this is a belief question again I wanted to ask you. It seems that he wins a national championship a couple years ago. That team has been in the fight for this over the last how many years now? And it seemed that it would be, again, a belief thing. Saban, Meyer, then Sweeney. Then it almost became Saban, Meyer, Lincoln Riley, then Sweeney. If he wins another one, and Urban's gone now, can he at least draw that parity with Nick Saban? And do you think he's maybe a little bit underrated by folks outside of the ACC and maybe the Southeast?
No, I think that he was number, with Meyer stepping out, he's number two. I mean, he steps up there, and that's where Lincoln Riley, as it's been really cool to watch Saban and Riley interact together. Because Riley, he's made it clear that he would love to be able to be in Nick Saban's position later on in his career. And he still views his career as just being here in the nascent stages. And he hopes that he can be at Oklahoma for 10 more years. You know, everyone's trying to force Lincoln Riley to the NFL. But, I mean, he's just getting rolling. Dabo is not just getting rolling. I mean, I know this isn't a national championship type award. But, I mean, he killed Clemsoning. Remember Clemsoning was a thing? We would point and laugh at Clemson when they get all the talent and then they blow it. And he killed Clemsoning. I mean, that's almost a national championship ring in itself to be able to overcome that kind of reputation. You know, they beat LSU in bowl games. They beat Oklahoma in bowl games. They beat Ohio State in bowl games. I mean, they shut out Ohio State in the college football playoff. I think that it has been all of those big stage wins where Clemson stopped stubbing its toe and started succeeding at a high level. It has been those wins that have really elevated Dabo's status. And yeah, I mean, with Meyer stepping out, I think he's number two, only behind Saban.
The only thing I do miss about Clemsoning is the jokes. The one about they should have a mausoleum in their own graveyard for the only times they got upset. And the other one where I've always said, and go with me on this, Chip, if they get upset in their own stadium, they need to go back on the hill, up the hill, get on the buses and have to go back around on a loser's tour.
Go backwards.
Yes,
they've got to walk backwards.
You have to drive. You had to drive in reverse too. So makes it real tough. Chip Patterson joining us on the show. I'm so glad you brought up Lincoln Riley because I come from one of the cities where we talk about Lincoln Riley to the NFL all the time. And I said, I wonder if I don't know if it makes sense because if it doesn't work out in the NFL, it's not like he's going to go to a job just as good as Oklahoma because they might be rolling with a new guy there. But with Saban,
yeah, Barry.
Go ahead, Chip. Go ahead.
Well, Barry Switzer told Lincoln Riley there are about a handful of top head coaches that want that job. And he was talking about an NFL job that was looking at Lincoln Riley. And he said, and about almost every coach in the country wants the job that you have right now.
It's true.
Like, you've got it good. Just keep rocking.
Now, what about Saban, though? He's 67. He's in great shape. He's won 6 national championships. If he wins this one, it'll be 7. That's a boatload of national championships. He went to the NFL, had a little bit of success, then immediately went to Alabama. Would you think about it? Chip, would you think about it if you were Nick Saban, where you could go to a place, Green Bay or Cleveland, you got your quarterback right there, and if you won a Super Bowl, it might be that's it. You're above everybody. You're above all the college coaches. You're above Belichick. You're above them all now. Would that be something that would entice you, and then would in turn would it entice him, do you think?
I don't think so. Just because the machine is rolling, and I've talked to some people around here, I would set the over – he's 67 years old. I would set the over-under at about 70 and a half. I think he, in his mind, would like to carry this thing out to 70 or 71, win one more, if not two more, national championships. And especially if he wins this one, then I think I would even go under on that 70 and a half. But I think he sees himself finishing out at Alabama and spending a lot of time at the Lake House for the rest of his life.
Man, because he is in such good shape for 67, and I'm thinking, you know, it's not like when the Bear died at 69, boy, he looked like he was 110. This guy is 2 years younger, and he looks like you can't believe he's 67. And I'm thinking, man, it would just be the parody of between him and with Bill Belichick. That's the entire reasoning of it. You say there's no chance, or is there any possibility at all? You say no.
I say no because he has a professional program. Like, he has pros on the roster, and what he has done that has revolutionized college football is the job of the offensive and defensive analyst. He has revolutionized strength and conditioning program with Scott Cochran. He has revolutionized the personnel department, and what he has built in Tuscaloosa is humming at the level of a professional organization, and so why give that up?
Now I got nothing to talk about for the final hour. Thanks a lot, Chip. Chip Patterson joining us. I'm kidding. Chip Patterson joining us on the show. Real quick, I got like 60 seconds. How soon do we see an 8-team playoff?
I hope never. My goal is to be a bowl executive later in life, so I need as small a playoff as possible.
Yes! You really? Now, do you believe that, or is that just a hot take?
That's a fun thing to say, but I don't think we need an 8-team playoff. I was fine with the BCS, and I would have been fine with the BCS this year. We just wait and we let Clemson and Alabama go play. Clemson and Alabama have alternated being the one seed in the college football playoff era.
Oh, Chip.
I don't want to see anything more. I'm good.
Chip, I don't know if I'll ever see you in person. If I do, I'm gonna hug you and then I'll tell you who I am and then you'll understand. Because I love that opinion, my friend. All the best. Enjoy the game tonight. Hopefully we'll run you down again in the future.
All right. Thanks, good. Y'all be well.
You too. Chip Patterson with us, @Chip_Patterson on Twitter. Finally, some sense. Everybody wants to expand it. And first, for the argument's sake, I get 8 teams, it's shooting fish in a barrel. So I get that. But just for the argument's sake, isn't it a lot more fun to argue 4 versus 5 and who should get in and arguing about conferences? Because it never is just team versus team. We get very personal with it. It's a blast. You get to 8 versus 9, it's like, yeah, you know what? If you're the 9th-ranked team, really you shouldn't be in it. Like, I'm watching the Peach Bowl right now, and I didn't even realize Florida. If you ask anybody and you ask them about Florida football, they're going to go, man, Florida sucks. They're the 10th-ranked team in the college football. 855-212-4CBS. Just be careful what you wish for. Coming up at 1:20 p.m. Eastern, 3 up, 3 down. Also next, Kyler Murray's looking for love. Problem is, he's looking for it in all the wrong places. It's Ken Carmen on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.